Good afternoon. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live from UBC, located on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Nina Panini, and this is Deliberate Noise. Today, I'm going to be playing some punk music, and I've got three different shows happening this Friday to tell you about, so stay tuned to hear about those. First up, we've got a track by Girlwood. The song's called Bisexual on CITR 101.9 FM. some Rotten Column with the song I'll Wait. Before that, you heard Wimps, Trip Around the Sun. You also heard some Bougie Boys, I Want to Be So Good. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Deliberate Noise. And my special guest, Claire, is absent today. She might come in later. We'll see. But for now, it's just boring old Nina. And as I mentioned at the start, there are a bunch of shows happening this Friday that I wanted to tell you about. So one of the more exciting ones was the East Van Holiday Hootenanny at the Wise Hall. So that will feature Dopey's Robe, The Orange Kite, Phono Pony, Brother 12, Brutal Poodle, Local Creature, bunch of bands at the Wise Hall. There's also going to be a photo booth, and a portion of the proceeds are going to Atira Women's Resource Society. So if you feel like seeing some sweet bands at the Wise Hall, check out the East Van Holiday Hootenanny, and let's listen to some tracks from bands that are playing that show. We're going to hear some Phono Pony, Orange Kite, and Dopey's Robe in that order. So here is Phono Pony, Tattoo of My Face, from their album Monkey Paw.
Because
That was Wigs with Faces by Dopey's Robe. You also heard some Orange Kite and some Phono Pony. And once again, those three bands and more playing this Friday at the East Van Holiday Hootenanny at the Wise Hall. Another great show happening this Friday is the Mixed Gems Art and Music Show. And you can catch Chain Whip and Rinse Dream playing that one. And what's cool about this show is it's going to highlight the work of Bev Davies, who was a photographer who's been documenting the punk scene of the West Coast since the 70s. And I read this sweet article about her, and I kind of just want to share a little bit of it because she seems really, really cool. So in the 70s and 80s, she was like a really prominent photographer, always taking pictures at shows in the punk scene. And eventually she started shooting for the Georgia Strait and the Province, and she'd get to go to all these big shows. But there was a point when she felt she was getting a bit too big, too well-known. She lost track of why she was even taking photos in the first place, which was because she really loved the music and punk scene. So she stopped taking photographs for 15 years. Bev Davies stopped taking photographs. And during this hiatus, this is from the article I read, she read somewhere that Joey Shithead from DOA was having a yard sale. So she got hold of him and asked if she could sell her photographs at this yard sale for $5. While she was sitting there, somebody came up and started quietly, thoughtfully going through all of her photos. And once he was done, turned to Davies, gave her his card, and told her he'd love to interview her. Now, Bev Davies says this, "I looked at the card and it was Nardwar. It was Nardwar not being Nardwar. He didn't have any of the plaid stuff on. He was just a guy. I said, okay. So then he would go through a bunch of printed photographs, get some ideas, and he'd lay a bunch of photographs aside. And then he'd arrange to come back in a couple weeks with the questions that he made up based on what photographs he wanted to use." So that's pretty cool. She had this Nardwar interview, and she went to another concert, and then this suddenly reignited her desire to take photographs again. So, yeah, Bev Davies, really cool. Check out her work on Friday, Mixed Gems Art and Music Show, with Chain Whip and Rinse Dream playing some music. Let's hear a song from Rinse Dream. This is called Exorcism on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah. Flemish art recording artist Preoccupations returned to Vancouver on December 15th. Preoccupations is joining forces with Proto Martyr and Hurry Up for a legendary night at Venue, presented by Blueprint Live. Get your tickets today through bplive.ca. That's bplive.ca.
Join Team PowerSmart. Set an energy conservation target of 10%. You'll get access to tools to help you conserve, and you can track your progress online. Visit bchydro.com/teampowersmart to join today. This message brought to you by BC Hydro PowerSmart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion.
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar, the human serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Thank you.
That's a band called The This from Victoria. That's our song, Casual Encounters. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is still Deliberate Noise. And guess who's here? It's my special guest, Claire.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Oh, there you go.
There I am.
Sup?
Hi. Hello.
You're very echoey today.
Am I? I don't think I can hear myself.
Oh, just kidding. It's mic two. Hello?
There it is.
Oh, my gosh.
There it is.
There she is. Hi, Claire.
Hey.
What's been on your mind lately?
I don't know. I've been stunned by how much the city has changed since it started raining. Don't you feel like the whole vibe has changed?
No.
Oh.
Not really.
Okay. Personal observation. You don't notice at all when the weather changes?
No, Claire. I live in a bubble.
Okay. Yeah, I guess you've been studying a lot, as have I.
I just know when it's rain boot day or not a rain boot day.
Yeah.
This is a rain boot day.
Okay.
Claire, what are you doing this Friday?
Celebrating, because I'll be done all my finals.
You know what, Claire?
Yeah?
Me too.
And
I'm either going to go to the East Van Holiday Hootenanny, or I might go to the Mixed Gems Art and Music Show, or I might go see The This and Wax Cowboy, Ecstatic Jupiter, on Friday.
Wow. Is it still in the little, like, main and first hub area?
Yeah, Ecstatic Jupiter is the one, new one on East 6th, 25 East 6th, if anyone cares.
We should do a comprehensive review of Ecstatic Jupiter next week.
That's a good idea.
So that, because it's new venue.
True. Claire, you know, you got here just in time for the toilet seat cover.
Nice.
Lucky girl.
Nice. What are we doing it on?
Today it's Oak Ridge Mall.
Okay.
So, Oak Ridge Mall, as pretty much everyone knows.
Yeah.
Basically nothing going for it.
No.
Pretty much nothing in there. It's dead, except for the food court.
Yeah.
It's like...
That's true.
Like it's like the food court of any other busy mall. It's just packed and gross.
Yeah.
And it is home to beautiful bathrooms.
Interesting.
I know, you wouldn't expect, but they're really elegant.
Uh-huh.
Huge mirrors. You know, there's mirrors all over this bathroom, okay? There's like a full-length mirror for extensive full outfit pics as soon as you go in. And then there's, you know, the mirrors above the sinks. There's also just like another mirror with a counter for doing your makeup or whatever, sitting with your, taking a picture with your baby. If you want to sit your baby up there, take a picture. And then on top of that, there's mirrors in every stall.
What?
I know. They're small. and unnecessary, but they're there.
That's kind of strange.
Just in case. I don't know.
It's like when you... can you see yourself when you're sitting
on
the toilet?
No, it's behind the toilet.
Okay. That's kind of nice, because I've been in situations where, like, I'm staring myself down as I pee.
Freaking love that.
How can I make myself uncomfortable in the mirror? I'm alone.
Claire. Well, at Oak Ridge Mall Food Court Bathroom, you don't have to be uncomfortable. You can be very comfortable with their nearly floor-to-ceiling doors on the stalls. Huge hook for all of your shopping purchases.
What's the hand dryer situation?
Ooh, I think there was hand dryers and paper towels.
Hmm.
Yeah. And there was even a little footstool if you're small and need to wash your hands.
Oh, that's very cute.
It was just an elegant kind of artsy bathroom.
Uh-huh.
Pretty much had everything I wanted. The only reason I go to Oak Ridge, really. So, that's all I had to say about that.
There's free popcorn samples as well, right?
What?
Sometimes?
Probably.
In that food court, I remember one time I got free popcorn sample.
I believe that. All right, the cover this week is by Corner Boys. It's from their Love Tourist EP, and it's called TV Love, which is a cover of the Simpletones, who I think were one of the just like really generic all-white male punk bands from like somewhere in California in like the 70s or 80s. Anyway, covered by Corner Boys. TV Love on CITR.
Rappelling down Mount Vesuvius when suddenly I slip and I start to fall, and I mean I'm about to die. Hot bread, Zeke. Just falling. I'll never forget the terror when suddenly I remember, holy shit, Hansel, haven't you been smoking peyote for 6 straight days? And couldn't some of this maybe be in your mind?
And
it was. I was totally fine. I've never even been to Mount Vesuvius.
Cool story, Hansel.
Thanks, Olaf.
We'll be right back.
This is Anarchy by Taco Cat. Also some Alimony. Put that phone down. Also some Owen Wilson. Thank you for existing, Owen Wilson.
We love you.
We love you. So Claire, I just wanted to talk about ghosting guys, ghosting people.
Yeah.
And sort of the protocol around that.
Yeah.
Politics around that, like, do you think it's a reasonable thing?
Whether or not I think it's reasonable, I've definitely done it. I think it is, because in some ways, like, if there's not really anything for, I don't know. It's like, if you're at a point where you're not very invested in each other, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me to have to, like, hash out why.
Mm-hmm.
You're no longer speaking with them. It's just, it's like a nice, calm dissolution of the relationship.
Do you think it should only be done if you are, like, pretty sure that they also don't care about you? Or is it okay to ghost someone who's, like, persistent and keeps texting you?
Yeah, I think that it's probably best practice if it's just, like, we both know what's happening here and we'll both just stop. But
what about those people who just don't get it, but yeah, you just don't have the heart? Or
I have a big problem with that. I don't know what to say. And like, normally I just am like, I almost ghost, and then at the very end I'm just like, I can't bear it, and I'm just like, sorry. And then I do, like,
you totally divulge.
Well, no, I just, like, I just give the most, like, brief kind of like, I don't want to say dismissal, but sort of, like, I just am like, sorry, like, not interested.
Okay, but you'll say not interested. You won't, like, lie, like, I don't have time or.
Yeah. I
think that's good.
I think I don't say that often, because I think that it's like, even if you don't have time, like, if I liked you, I would make time.
Exactly.
What's your take?
I don't know. Ghosting kind of just feels like a cop-out. But
I think it's good you think that.
I mean, it just depends how long I've known the person, I think. Like, what we've established.
Yeah.
And if I care for them at all.
Yeah. But it's like, we're all people in the world, and, like, we shouldn't treat each other like that. Like, just cutting people off.
Yeah, because having been ghosted.
Yeah.
It freaking sucks.
It does.
And you just wish they'd just at least be like, sorry, no. Like, just a couple of
two words.
Because otherwise, you know, you always have this thought in the back of your mind, like, maybe
something happened.
Maybe it was a mistake, or
yeah,
just maybe they died.
A misunderstanding.
Or, but
yeah, that's a good point. Like, are they even alive?
Yeah. But then you see their Instagram and you know they're alive. All right. We're not going to talk about that anymore. We're going to play a song. It's called Used to Be Friends. Sort of relevant. It's by Big Joni out of London from their album Sistas on CITR.
Remember when we used to be friends? Oh, so long ago. Now you only call me to tell me that you hate me. Remember when we used to be friends? Remember when we stayed up all night talking about the when we stayed up all night. I like to be
been listening to Deliberate Noise on CITR 101.9 FM. We're at the end of the hour now. And I just want to say thanks for listening. And also, goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'm going to play one last song. And it's, you know when you just like discover when, like a band on the internet and you're just like, yes!
Best feeling.
They're so good. So I found this band called Pow Pig out of Limerick, Ireland. And they have this album called Buzz Buzz, which came out recently.
What does Pow Pig mean?
I have no idea.
I like it, though.
Definitely worth looking into what it means. But for now, I've just got this four-track EP. And the very first song called Weed is phenomenal. It's great. It's amazing. I was going to swear. Not going to swear. Great song. Anyway, thanks for listening. And, one tiny more thing. Tonight at the Fox Cabaret, I was reading that it's Bring Your Own Vinyl Night, and apparently Haley Blay will be there. Haley Blay, who's a singer-songwriter from here. She's pretty fabulous. So if you want to see her live and hear her vinyl collection and play your own vinyl at the Fox, you can do that tonight. Okay. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Please enjoy Weed.
Yeah.
Catch you next week. Bye.
Bye.
We'll be right back.